Now, of course, the main question in my mind, and I know in your mind as well, Richard, indeed in minds around the world, is just when are these clots forming, or these fibrous structures, protein structures, whatever we're going to call them? Is it before death? Is it a long time before death? Are they there for weeks? Are they there for months? Are they there just in the minutes before death? Are they forming during the dying process, or are they post-mortem clots? And I don't think we have a definitive answer to this, but you've been a bit of a hub really for people sending you pictures, and we've got two pictures from living patients here that you have got express permission to share, so let's look at those now.
I was sent that image by a doctor, and this is apparently some kind of a drain tube that was allowing some fluid to drain off around or near the pancreas, if I recall. But it wasn't actually in the vascular system. And they found this really interesting. And the most alarming thing is it looks very similar to the same clots I'm seeing. And this person is still alive.
And this specimen is also from a living person, we believe, Richard.
Yes, that is the specimen that we just looked at that was put into a container, and you're just looking up at it. Look how it looks ropey.
Well, it does look very similar, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So, whose hand are we looking at here, Richard?
That's my hand. That came out of the carotid artery on the right side.
And I think we can clearly see it's taken up the shape of the inside of the blood vessels. It's almost like a cast of the inside of the blood vessels with a bifurcation where the arteries would divide.
It felt like a squid. Very rubbery.
And just think what that would do to the blood supply in a living person. It would just stop the blood supply if it occurred in life and would be the cause of death.
Right, and John, that wasn't even rinsed off. It came out just like that. You still see the blood stuck in a couple of parts of it.
And you took that image yourself, Richard, personally.
Correct. Yes, now this specimen right here, I don't remember the exact case, but the interesting thing is if you see the dark black, reddish looking stuff. Now that looks almost like a typical blood clot, but it's that white fibrous strand that is seriously unnormal.
And as we've said, this is a new pathology. This white material is new. The red blood clot we've seen before, but of course, this white material is a new pathology. Now, this picture here is usefully giving us a sense of scale.
Yes, that's about, if I recall, that's about 17 inches. Those came out of the jugular or carotid artery in the neck. Now, this person was diagnosed with blood clots. But the inflammation around the heart was so bad that they couldn't do surgery fast enough in order to remove them.
So it's quite within the realms of possibility that these clots were the cause of death in this particular individual.
Well, according to what I was told, he was in the hospital for blood clots and they wanted to do surgery to get him out, but they didn't have enough time.
Well, I mean, that's just huge, isn't it? I mean, it's reasonable to assume, I think, that that would essentially close off the blood supply if the patient were alive with terminal consequences.
Now, John, I'm glad you bring that up because people will say, well, I don't know how that's possible. But I believe what happens is if these are forming the white fibrous stuff and it's just that, there's enough room for the blood to go around these clots.
Interesting. So your impression is it's not a complete cast of the inside of the vessel. It's like a sort of string following the internal lumina of a vessel rather than something that's going to block it off completely?
Well, not totally. You're going to have an image you're going to share that I'm going to explain that a little bit better on coming up.
Now, this next specimen here that we see in a jar, it was actually taken out of a tube that was carrying the patient's blood prior to their death. So the patient had this tube attached for a medical procedure. Their blood was flowing through it. And then you took this out of the tube because the tube was supplied with the body of the patient.
Correct. Yes. And this was one of my first 100% confirmations that these clots can form postmortem, because at the end of the tube was a where the blood goes in, had small holes in it, allowing the blood to enter the tube or go through the tube. These clots were way too large to go through those small holes, so it must have formed inside the tube that was holding the blood.
Well, this is giving us pretty conclusive evidence, really, that these clots can occur post-mortem. But we also have strong suspicions that they can occur around about the time of death or before death and be involved as a cause of death as well.
Yes. I spoke to a lady just a few days ago who lost her 25-year-old son. And she's going to share her story, her son's story. But she spoke to the surgeon and asked the surgeon if these, when they were trying to remove the clot from this man, was this a fibrous rubbery clot? And he confirmed with her it was. And when that surgeon was trying to remove it, it broke free. Her son ended up in cardiac arrest, and they tried for over an hour to revive him, but unfortunately he didn't make it.
Now, I do have quite a few more specimens, but I think we might be dealing with the art of the possible here. So we'll just put that up as a short section, because I really wanted to get those specimens to you. This is the physical photographic evidence. These strands of white material exist. There is more to come, but we'll I think you get the message. We'll see how this goes.